Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 227 for Friday, January 16th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were mixed Friday morning, with the near-term values in sympathy with Chicago soy oil, while the more deferred contracts received support from a weaker Canadian dollar and some speculative buying. Values were anywhere from 40 cents below unchanged to $3 to $4 above. The most active March contract was at $451 per ton. Weakness in the Canadian dollar underpinned the market as it made canola more attractive to crushers and buyers on the international stage. Concerns are growing about the potential impact dry weather is having on the crop in South America. However, Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were both weaker, which helped to underpin values. There are ideas that commercial demand for canola will decrease because it's too expensive relative to soy. Farmer selling is expected to be on the increase, according to participants. This will pressure canola moving forward. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded and unchanged. Soybeans were 5 to 6 cents weaker, with the March contract checking in at $9.85 a bushel. A lack of fresh, bullish news and ideas of large crops in both the U.S. and South America weighed on values. Technical selling also contributed to the declines. The USDA says China canceled 285,000 tons of soybeans for the 2014-2015 marketing year. Corn was 5 cents higher, with the March contract sitting at $3.85 per bushel. Traders were covering shorts ahead of the U.S. long weekend. The USDA has announced a sale of 127,000 metric tons of corn to Japan. A private firm also bumped up its estimate of U.S. corn plantings in 2015 to 88.6 million acres. U.S. wheat was 3 to 4 cents higher on speculative buying, with a March contract coming in at $5.37 per bushel. Traders were evening their positions ahead of Martin Luther King Day on Monday, when U.S. markets will be closed. Egypt has selected French wheat for its latest tender of 240,000 metric tons. Weather forecasts in the U.S. southern plains say above normal precipitation appears to be on the way. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, January 16th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.